Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. I'm Steve Van Der Ark, creator and editor-in-chief of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. Harry's first-hand knowledge of the wizarding world was pretty limited up to this time. Basically, he had spent all of his life in three places. London, Diagon Alley, and Little Whinging, which is part of Greater London, being in the vicinity of Heathrow Airport. The Borough, which is in the West Country in South Devon. And Hogwarts, which is in the Highlands of Scotland. He has heard of other places, but he, and we, have never visited them. Then along comes the Order of the Phoenix, and it seems like the whole world is opening up. We started with Grimmauld Place, with all its creepy and fascinating detail. Later in the book, we'll visit St. Mungo's, but now, in Chapter 7, we're going to finally go to the Ministry of Magic itself. The Ministry was first mentioned in Chapter 5 of Philosopher's Stone. Hagrid talked about it with Harry while they were journeying from the Hut on the Rock to Diagon Alley. Harry thought and thought about this while Hagrid read his newspaper, The Daily Prophet. Harry had learned from Uncle Vernon that people liked to be left alone while they did this, but it was very difficult. He had never had so many questions in his life. "Ministry of Magic's messing things up as usual," Hagrid muttered, turning the page. "There's a Ministry of Magic?" Harry asked before he could stop himself.
"Course," said Hagrid. "They wanted Dumbledore for minister, of course, but he'd never leave Hogwarts, so old Cornelius Fudge got the job. Bungler if ever there was one. So he pelts Dumbledore with owls every morning asking for advice."
"But what does a Ministry of Magic do?"
"Well, their main job is to keep it from the muggles that there's still witches and wizards up and down the country."
"Why?"
"Why? Blimey, Harry, everyone would be wanting magic solutions to their problems. Nah, we're best left alone."
Harry has had occasional encounters with the Ministry over the next couple of books, notably with various Ministry officials and employees at the Quidditch World Cup in Book 4, and with the Minister of Magic himself more than once. So, in Order of the Phoenix, we finally get to visit the main headquarters, located beneath the streets of central London. But Rowling had actually revealed a lot about the wizarding government before this in the two school books, Quidditch Through the Ages and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Fantastic Beasts in particular provides a lot of history and organizational detail about the ministry, including the fact that there are seven departments. Oh, there's that number seven again. We really get a much more detailed look at the various agencies and offices in this chapter, particularly as Harry rides the lift and hears that disembodied voice calmly reading off the main offices found on each floor. We're going to get a similar floor-by-floor look at St. Mungo's coming up in Chapter 22. Rowling's imagination and world-building skills are on full display in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. That's it for this Harry Potter Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Potter memorabilia, and who doesn't, you can get your wands, scarfs, sweets, jewelry, and more by apparating over to www.magicalley.co.uk, and there you can shop to your heart's content. That's Magic Alley with an EY at the end. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. That's it for this time. Apparating out.